The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I come, I am your brother and friend Jesus, I come to join you in prayer, to be with you in light. Of all the people in the world, the vast number of souls who are present upon your world, at this moment, you have chosen to come together in prayer. Not just in prayer, but in asking God to receive the great gift of His love. What a beautiful choice you have made. A powerful choice. A choice that shall bring you upon a path like none other. And so you are given all that you require, all the blessings of the celestial kingdom, and the angels therein are for you at this moment. All the blessings of God's great soul are aligned to be given in accordance to your receptivity and your desire. You have connected to the highest source, the greatest blessing that humanity may receive. The doors have opened wide for you, beloved soul. And so I beseech you to respond to this invitation, to what has been given freely to each of you. God loves each of you equally. And that love is not reserved for one or another, but for every one of you. Do not hold your mind in place that says, I am not worthy to receive, for you truly are. You are acknowledging your birthright. You are acknowledging the truth. You are acknowledging all that you can be and will be in the blessing of God's love. This path, this choice, is yours because you have turned your face to God and you have asked your Creator, your Heavenly Father, to show you the way to the redemption of your soul. And so God has responded, and you are here together, seeing one another, acknowledging one another, and realizing that God has touched you all in such a deep and profound way. That touch brings you back to be together. And that touch brings you to God every time you pray. God does not want you to be alone in the world. God does not want you to feel rejected or in pain. Rather, God wants to uplift and to heal and comfort. This is the way of God. And you have found the way, the path divine, to be with God and to receive these blessings. As such, you are my true brother and sister. You are my true friend. And I am your friend and shall be for all eternity, beloved souls. You and I shall walk this path towards greater light, light that shall never end, love that shall never end, but grow ever brighter, that will fulfill each of us in such a way that our souls will expand beyond our wildest imaginings. We shall be together upon this journey divine, and know one another in a way that we cannot know without our souls awakened in love. We shall be with one another as a reflection of this awakening and the consciousness of the soul that gathers us as one in our dedications and prayers to our Heavenly Father. We shall not falter, nor shall we be lost in any way from this truth. For each of your souls have been so mightily touched by love that you cannot turn back, but only walk forward into greater blessings. You have moved beyond that place that brings doubt, that distracts you from truth, that is an impediment to your soul's relationship with God. As such, you are truly blessed and a measure of awakening has come to you. Now is the time where your minds may diligently pursue the consciousness of your soul to come together with a clarity and an understanding that is conducive to soul consciousness that is expressed in your world. When you are able to truly have this relationship with yourself, that of your soul and that of your material mind, working together as you journey and progress upon your path, so you become a formidable force in the world. For as you forge this relationship within you, so you are coming closer to God, and your capacity to consciously be with God. For how else can this be except when you are with your soul, and your soul is with God? In this way, God will speak to you. You will be guided. You will be shown the way to greater light and greater service and love. And you will join God and ascribe to his plan for the salvation of humanity. You will be inspired each and every day and know what is God's will for you. You will find your way upon a path that is straight and filled with light and love. And in this you will know great joy, great awakening to the truth of his love and all that that is. And as such, we are truly brothers and sisters. We are truly a family that draws together in love and acknowledges one another in love and sees the world as the collection of souls, God's creation, who in some time, in some way, will find their way back to God. Have love for your brothers and sisters. Have love for yourself. Have love for the world. For as you exercise love, so love comes more readily. As you are generous of the heart, so you draw greater light to yourself. And God uses this generosity to forge a channel of his love through you to others. Be true to yourselves. Be free from those conditions that inhibit and restrict you. Truly be God's children. Truly know the joy of this, the wonderment of this, and be free in the light, joyous in the love. Awakened, awakened, my beloved and beautiful brothers and sisters. Awaken to all of these things, and thus your life will be a life of joy and light, laughter, perception, powerful capacities to bring greater light to yourself and to many others. These things come on the heels of one blessing. The blessing of the Father's love within your soul. Ask for this with all the fervency of your heart and mind and soul, aligning together to receive. In this alignment, the opening to your soul becomes great. And you will receive in abundance the touch of God's essence, changing you, claiming you, awakening you. These things come as you seek, as you pray, as your faith grows and your focus is upon the awakening of your soul in love. I bless you, my beloveds. I come as God's instrument to bring to you a blessing, to strengthen your resolve, to banish all conditions that are not of light, to show you the way to greater light and love. I come because I shall always be with my brothers and sisters in the world, and I shall guide, I shall pray for each of you. I shall be God's instrument when his will
guides me thus. For I am an instrument of God's will. I am a channel of His love. I am a light. I am a light. And I love you, beloveds, always. Always, beloveds. We are together in the grace of God's love. Drink deep these living waters. Seek with the depths of your soul to be in alignment with this truth and awakened by this touch. God bless you. God bless you. I am Jesus and I love you. Each of you, each of you. God bless you. I am always with you. Live as if I am always with you, beloveds, and that God loves you with every breath. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.